Hey friends, welcome back to the Faith to Impact podcast. It's your host, Dustin Hill. Great to be with you. And I'm excited today to talk about cleansing the inner vessel, you know, cleansing our inner selves and being able to be better. So it's interesting. My parents, I was chatting with them yesterday and we were talking, you know, in the kitchen just about, you know, things that were going on. They came down to St. George. And so we were just, you know, catching up and saying hi, and they're just checking in on how things are going. Hey, what's new and all these things. And I told him, one of the things that I told him is that I've been reading this book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and that it's just been life-changing, and it's been an amazing book to go through. And it's just interesting too, I was thinking about this, that like, how often do you have a book that really like changes your life? You know, it's pretty rare, I feel like. I think, you know, if you're listening to this show, then definitely the scriptures are one of those. Like, the scriptures have changed your life. And there's a lot of other amazing books out there, but like ones that really change your life. Like, this is one of those. And that's why I keep telling people about it, is because it has, it's totally changed my life and how I think about things and just understanding my brain and my body and like how it all works together. It's just been really amazing. But what was cool though, is I just had this thought this morning about, you know, cleansing the inner vessel. And so really like I looked it up and like who said that. So there's some various prophets that have talked about that. And so, you know, I never really thought like too much about what that meant or why that would be important. But as I've been learning, you know, from this book, you know, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and about really trying to get rid of the bad, like the negative emotions that you have and the negative things that you're doing or being, and then finding like replacing it with those good things. And as I've been doing that, what's been interesting, and I was, you know, telling my parents about this, that I really feel like that I've been changing the internal like stress and the internal way that I, you know, handle emotions or do different things. But that when I've been doing that, it's been changing everything else in my life. And so just a couple examples through that of kind of what that means. So as far as like, you know, cleansing the inner vessel, like one of the things that I would say is, you know, how do you react when you're upset, right? Or if you have a conversation with someone and then it raises to that heated emotion and that type of thing. So, because Amy and I the other day, we, you know, had this silly argument. I don't even remember what we were, you know, arguing about, but it was like, I didn't like scream or do anything like super crazy, but I just like, I was frustrated. I was kind of like, you know, you could feel like the blood boiling, you know, like that tension, that stress. I'm sure you felt that as well. But I just remember being there like, and not feeling great after that conversation of how I reacted. I was like, that just isn't how I really wanted to do that. And so that later that day, I just spent a few minutes, and I just, you know, I closed my eyes and I just really thought about how that situation went. And then I thought about how I wanted to be in the future. And so really what I did is I played out in my mind, how would I be in the future with that, you know, specific scenario, right? Like, oh, okay, I envision almost a similar situation. It's, you know, I see that, you know, we have this conversation going. I can tell that it's getting kind of heated. And how do I react? Oh, you know, I'm able to react in this way. I'm able to stay calm and to not be upset. And so I go through this and I really kind of experience that moment before it even happens. And then the next time we had something similar type of situation, that I was able to much better, you know, handle that situation. And so it was really like changing the inside, and why that's so powerful. And I guess the reason I bring this up is because when you change your inner self, when you change what's inside of you, then everything on the outside also changes. And this is, you know, one of the other examples that I wanted to share, is that when you change the inner vessel, you know, you change your inner self, you change the emotions and how you handle things and how you're being on the inside, then you can change everything else about you as well. I was telling my parents about, you know, how I used to, I've been biting my nails for years. Like, it's been going on for a really long time. I had a stretch there where I wasn't doing it. But what's really interesting to me is as I've been focusing on changing some of these negative emotions and changing how, you know, some of the things I don't really want to be, and I want to be a different person, that I've naturally just stopped biting my fingernails. That's I haven't even really thought about it, but that's just something that like I have stopped doing. Also, like jumping on the scale, you know, I was telling my parents about how earlier this year I said, hey, I'm gonna go and, you know, lose like 10 pounds by July 19th or whatever the date was. And you know, if you're listening and you may have heard that, you know, back, you know, earlier this year. And I never really followed up with that because I didn't actually do it. So, but since like I've been really learning about, you know, changing, you know, my inner thoughts and changing how my brain is wiring things and understanding how I can, you know, better handle emotions and things like that, my weight has gone way down too. Like I am about 3 pounds away from that goal that I made earlier. And again, I haven't really focused that much on it, but just as I've changed myself, it's really allowed me to just want to be healthier and want to do better. And I have done some visualizing and meditating as far as looking to the future of how I want to be. But all I'm saying is that it hasn't been like every single day I'm thinking and, you know, about this all the time. But that's what's happening because I'm changing, you know, the inside. I'm changing the emotions that are on the inside for me. And so that's just what I want to share with you is that, you know, when you change your inside, when you really dig down deep and change those things inside you that you feel like, you know, that are affecting you. And you look at those negative emotions, you go to those dark places that you maybe don't want to visit, you know, some of the ways, like things that you really think about yourself. But once you can get down to that level and understand, hey, this is like, this is something that I don't want to be talking negatively to myself, or different things that you might have that you can uncover as you dig deep into your inner self, that as you uncover those and then you start to change that and rewire your brain and be able to do that, then you will be able to really find that everything else in your life will continue to get better and better because you're changing what's on the inside. And so it's so powerful. And I just think too, for me, a huge thing has just been like the stress. Like I feel like I now can much better understand when there is stress and I can get rid of it so much faster. I used to let stress be there for days or weeks. Like it used to really just put a damper on everything and it affects everything you do. But now that I can realize that and then understand what is going on in the inside and be able to reframe that and rewire that, it's been so powerful. And that's where, again, I'm grateful for this book. It's Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm sure I'll talk about it for a long time, you know, into the future because it truly has changed my life. But I just want to say that I truly believe that, you know, Dr. Joe is, you know, inspired. And, you know, I believe that he believes in God too, because he talks about that in the book. But I feel like the things that I've been learning here are definitely from God, that this is something that he wants us to learn and to know. And I can totally see this being something that he does and something that Christ did when he was on this earth, that like really being able to truly understand what's going on inside ourselves and being able to really look for, you know, how can we be better and how do we want to be better and how can we look to the future and truly become, you know, the person that we want to become much before that even happens. It's just, I don't know, I'm just amazed at this. And it really is something that I know is inspired of God. So, which is why I'm sharing it. But anyways, I hope that helps you and that you take a minute, you know, this week to really take a sec and look at the inside and look at, just pick one thing, you know, just pick one emotion that you feel like you've been struggling with. Maybe it's worry, maybe it's doubt, maybe it's, you know, it's negative self-talk. Like, I don't know exactly what that thing is, but take a minute to look at that. And then just go to a quiet place, take some time and just say, hey, I'm going to take 15 minutes for myself. Take a minute, maybe you sit down on the ground, cross-legged, you close your eyes, whatever you kind of want to do, but just take a minute and, you know, set a timer for like 15 minutes, right? So you don't have to do this for super long, but just sit there and really like try to understand how you're feeling. Try to understand why is it that you are, you know, thinking some of these things or doing some of those different things, and see if you can kind of dig deeper to understand like why that might be. And don't do it out of a place of, oh, like I'm so upset that I'm doing this thing, but just really try and like be aware of what's going on, you know, not like critically analyzing it, but more just understanding and trying to do that. And then what I want you to do is to take a minute and envision, let's say it's just self-talk, like that you're negatively talking to yourself. You know, you have these thoughts that are coming in and you're not really doing anything to change those. Take a minute and think about, okay, what am I going to do in the future? So I have this thought that, you know, has been coming back to me all the time. What am I going to do in the future so that I can change that, right? Like, I don't actually want to do that. Like, I want to think differently. And so when that thing comes, I'm going to actually think of something totally different. I'm actually going to think of, you know, maybe if it's a negative thing about yourself, well, what can we do to flip that to being a positive about, hey, well, I'm so grateful that I'm learning this thing. I'm learning to be better at this. I'm so grateful for the progress that I'm making. But, you know, take a minute to just think of how do you want to act in that future scenario? So whatever kind of emotion that you've picked, and then just see what happens the next time that emotion or that, you know, thing comes up. And I know that if you do this over time, that you can continue to learn about that and be able to change that. And it really is so powerful because, you know, our brains, they can experience, you know, previous experiences and also future ones. Like the brain doesn't really know what that is, but you really have to like create that memory. And so anyways, I'll talk more about that in the future too, about like these memories that you can have like in the future. It's kind of a crazy concept, but it's really cool. And it's been really powerful for me. And I believe that's something that God uses and wants us to use in our lives. He wants us to return to him, right? So we should envision that. We should live that moment so that we can actually like help ourselves get there. So anyways, I hope you have an amazing week. Obviously, this is a day late, but you know, who's counting? So anyways, but thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week.